I suppose you have to be quiet by training to be a librarian, and being shy by nature probably doesn't hurt your chances of working in this field. I arrive at Stratton for my tour, and I'm met by three librarians, all of whom would rather someone else did the talking.
I think it would be good to have people who...
You can have more than one voice.
Yeah.
Basically, we're all microphone shy, Rob. So
but we're
us...
here to do it. We're going to rally. We believe in this.
We very much want to promote the library, but are you recording us right now?
Yes, the microphone in my hand and the tape recorder around my neck mean that I am recording. Faced with the inevitable, one of the librarians steps to the plate. Joanna Perencevich is the Information Services Librarian.
Well, I started working in the libraries in 1999 as a part-time on-call sub and have gradually worked my way into a full-time position. But I've worn almost every hat in this building at one point or the other.
Stratton Library closed along with the rest of Sheldon Jackson College in 2007. The trustees triaged the space. They kept just enough heat in the building to preserve the collection until it could be sold, handed off, or disposed of a few years later. Now Stratton is owned by the State Division of Libraries, and it will be run by the state-owned Sheldon Jackson Museum next door. Until those plans reach fruition, though, Stratton was the perfect setting to temporarily house Kettleson Library during the expansion and remodel of that facility. Stratton is filled with wood. The light fixtures are wild, like Charles McIntosh and Frank Lloyd Wright got into an argument and settled it with table saws instead of fisticuffs. But patrons may never notice the beautiful lights. They'll probably be staring out the window. This library looks out on a volcano.
Can we go upstairs? I want to check out the view.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's one of the most amazing things about Sitka is we have two library buildings in this town that have the most awesome views probably in the whole wide world.
Not bad for temporary housing. The other possibility for Kettleson was to move into the Hame Center on campus, on a platform built over the old swimming pool. But still, moving is moving, regardless if you're headed to a great spot. Perencevich says packing up Kettleson took about a month and felt longer.
Well, it's like any house you move out of. The longer you've lived there, the more stuff you have stuffed in the corners. And we'd occupied that building for over 30 years. So, I mean, the actual 4 weeks that we were closed just for the move of the collection and the furniture and, you know, staff space, it feels like we've been moving for a year and a half.
Stratton is a little smaller than Kettleson, and engineers were concerned about overloading its upper floors. So the stacks upstairs at Stratton house just the young adult collections. A lot of stuff just had to go, but it was going to go anyway.
That's never an easy thing for a librarian and a book lover to do, is to get rid of books. But, you know, some of it was just outdated and misinformation, you know, if it's old enough in the nonfiction collection. And some of it is just things that don't circulate as much anymore.
The only patrons in the library this weekday morning are gathered at the public use computers. Dennis Gable says he's a regular library user. Ironically, he's at a workstation shopping for a computer of his own.
I like the wide open atmosphere. It doesn't seem to have caught on with the locals. It's far emptier than the other one was on a daily basis.
There's someone else here playing solitaire and three or four people browsing periodicals. The last time I did a story in this building, librarians were disposing of the Stratton collection. Sitkins were carrying out grocery bags full of books for a few dollars a bag. Someone told me it felt like destroying the soul of a library. I asked librarian Brooke Schaefer if that were true, that libraries have souls.
That's kind of the soul of the library, I guess, of this place. It's not that there are books here, but there are people who have come here to spend time thinking and reading and being together quietly in this space.
As beautiful as this place is, Joanna Perencevich knows it's not permanent. At the other end is another move, sometime over a year from now, when they'll pack up this library again and return to an all-new space in Kettleson's original home. The new Kettleson will have fewer actual books, but more connections. It will have community meeting space, teleconferencing, and a teen lab where kids can experiment with music and video.
Yeah, I mean, we have to keep moving forward. That's the thing about libraries is, you know, our biggest challenge is keeping up with the times and We're not just dusty book repositories anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless technology decides to take a break, you know, libraries are always in there trying to figure out what the next thing is and what patrons are looking for, what they need, and how we can fill that need.
Especially if that need is to have a library with soul. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.